An art gallery on the north side of Baghdad is where writers and thinkers, artists and poets gather to escape from the reality of day-to-day life. And it's where NPR's Guy Raz goes to escape as well.
There's hardly a more pleasant outdoor garden in Baghdad than the one behind Hewar Art Gallery. Modern sculptures decorate the corners of the grassy lawn. The outcasts, intellectuals, and Baghdad bohemians huddle around tables, chain-smoking and discussing everything. Nasir Hadir is one of the young writers who comes here every day. He sits in a corner and reads his latest poem to a group of admiring colleagues. The poem is about his life. I leap over the day, he writes. I tell lies, but still I move forward. Oh, how joyous it is to have a full pocket and a lover who waits for me.
I live a poetic life. I love to live a poetic life. So I just record my life, my poetic life. I don't write poetry, but I write my poetic life.
Nasir Hadir is a gaunt man with deep, sunken cheeks. His hair is graying prematurely. He's only 30, but he could probably pass for 40. Nasir ascribes this fact to the year he spent in jail for conspiring against the regime of Saddam Hussein, and the previous 5 years he spent at a religious seminary. After he left prison, Hadir abandoned God, abandoned his religion, and turned to poetry. Now he believes in Shakespeare, he says, and quotes Jacques Derrida.
Do you believe in God? I don't believe in God. Poetry means to me, I'm making love with the absolute when I wrote a poetry.
Across the green grass, a group of men sit in a circle. One plays the lute and sings a love song. The famous Baghdad art and literary critic, Adil Kamel, sits among other intellectuals. They're artists as well. For the time being, Adil Kamel says, art in Baghdad is stagnant.
Art has stopped for the time being, and all the artists are silent, because we are all living in silence. Our circumstances have made us silent.
Adil explains that since the war's end, he's been rereading William Faulkner.
Since I was a young man, I always read Faulkner as if he was an Iraqi.
Adil Kamel calls William Faulkner a universal writer.
The work is universal. Faulkner was writing about the problems of reconstruction in his country. The struggle between the people, the impatience of the people. People in Iraq are tired. We are tired, and we need to rest for a long time.
A young student, Safin Oman, is also here. Remarkably, he brings up Faulkner as well.
Faulkner's writing could be applied to everywhere. Conditions in Baghdad witness the same decline or collapse of everything, of every tradition.
Safin has never left Iraq, but he knows the American South perhaps just as well as the people who live there.
When I read Faulkner, all that I imagine the South in front of me, I imagine myself a character observing the others.
It's writers who deal with the human condition, says Safin, that most resonate now. Literary critic Adil Kamel remembers a line from Requiem for a Nun. The past is never dead, Faulkner wrote. It's not even past.
Here in Iraq, we always live in the past. The past never dies, and it's very difficult for us to know what the future holds. We are always waiting for the future.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.